Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Mudd, who's the owner of Sam Kennard's Flooring in Louisville, Kentucky. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. Just a little background. You're a very successful retailer in the Louisville area with two stores, and you were former president of the NFA. Your stores are also Stainmaster Flooring Centers, and you're also an Armstrong Elite dealer. You've got most of your bases covered, don't you?
That's right. Something I learned from Sam Kennard was go after the brands. So we love brands.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. That's the reason I'm calling you. I do want to catch up a little bit on your business and how retail's doing in Louisville. But first, let's talk about this news we're running on Floor Daily now. Sam Kennard, the guy who is the namesake for your business, has just passed away from Parkinson's disease. So give us a little brief history on his involvement with your business.
Well, Sam Kennard was a very, very successful retailer in Louisville, Kentucky. He actually started his first company, which was called Kennard & Frankie, back in 1967. He grew that business where there was 13 stores, including two stores in Dalton, Georgia. He had one in Alabama. He had stores in Tennessee, Kentucky, and Indiana. So he's very successful, and back then, at one point, he was in one of the top 10 flooring retailers in the country. He was a promotions guy.
He even did hot air ballooning to do promotion, right?
He did. He did a lot of them. And you know what? He had, I can remember seeing pictures of Cap'n Craft having black on the hot air balloons. And I mean, he really was a promoter. It was pretty cool what he did. He was in a company called Rice Furniture. And of course, they sold furniture and they sold a little bit of carpet. Well, he saw that wall-to-wall carpet is coming into vogue. And that's why he started his business. So very smart man.
Was he originally from Louisville?
Yes, he was born and raised in the Louisville area, actually in southern Indiana. But
all right, so take us from how he started that organization and how you now have a retail store with his name on it.
Basically, he started Kennard & Frankie in 67. Mm-hmm. He then sold it to four other people, partners in the business, in 1983, mm-hmm. when he retired. He was in retirement for 5 years, and him and I got together. Basically, we played tennis together, and I heard through the grapevine that he would be interested in getting back in the business, so I approached him to start a new business, mm-hmm. and so we started Sam Kennard's Flooring in 1989.
And the other business that he had been running, what happened to it?
Yeah, it's a good story. Kennard & Frankie, like I say, he sold it to four partners in the company.
Yeah.
They kept that business, and they were the first retailer that was bought out by CarpetMax.
Okay.
So they became CarpetMax. They were owned by CarpetMax. Uh-huh. CarpetMax went out, and that was the end of it.
All right, so there was a residual value in his name, and you recognized that. Now, when you were playing tennis and first met him, what were you doing back then?
Back then, I was with 3M. I was in marketing and sales with 3M Company out of Minnesota. I had just come back from a couple of years of marketing up in Minnesota and had come back. And my dream had always been to start my own business. I thought it was going to be the floor covering business because I was in the industrial business. Okay. So I got to know Sam and really liked him, and we put this thing together.
Most people know the business very well, know that you and your wife, Donna, are very active. I saw you probably a half a dozen times at Surfaces. So tell us how your business is doing today.
Business is really very good. January, compared to last January, it was probably 20% better. You can kind of get the feel. I know it has a lot to do with the gas effect, the price of gas, but mm-hmm. You can just feel it. Traffic counts are up. It's doing much, much better. February started out pretty good. Mm-hmm. We slowed down the last week of February, but we had a Stainmaster sale February 27th, which was hugely successful. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest ones we've ever had. So,
all right.
So the business is really doing well right now.
And just one more for a little background. Tell us, you know, obviously there's builder, there's residential replacement, there's commercial. How do you play in all of that?
Well, actually, we are very diverse. Have always been very diverse. Mm-hmm. Before the downturn, we were actually 60% retail and 40% new home construction. Of course, when the downturn came, we had to switch gears a little bit. So we're probably about 10% apartment replacement, mm-hmm. about 5% granite countertops. We're probably 20-25% commercial now. So
yeah.
We have adjusted gears, and it's working very well.
Okay, so still the majority of your sales comes from residential replacement.
Absolutely.
All right, okay. Talk about this entry into countertops. How long have you been doing that?
We have been doing that, I guess, probably about 5 years. It was one of those businesses that we were able to get into without a big investment because we are not doing fabricating. So we have three fabricators that do it for us. We're really kind of more just a one-stop shop now because we also got into frameless glass shower enclosures, so which helps them. So basically, we go into the kitchen. You know, if we're going to sell the floor, we might as well sell the granite countertop.
Yeah.
We're going to go in the bathroom and put ceramic towel in the shower. Mm-hmm. We might as well do the shower closure. So yeah. it's really helped us, and it kept us on kind of an even keel.
Now, how do you build store traffic? Are you still very traditional like most NFA members, and you do a lot of traditional advertising?
A lot of TV. We have cut really down on newspaper. Mm-hmm. We do one full-page insert a month in the newspaper, and yeah. that's pretty much it. But we're heavily into TV, and yeah. Now we're into social media.
Yeah.
We've gotten very big in that digital advertising, and we've adjusted again. So, mm-hmm. so we're not like we used to be, and I really had a hard time doing this because I'm a guy like Sam Kennard was. We love to see those people walk in the store with a newspaper advertisement in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me a long time to agree not to have people bring newspaper advertisements.
And I'm catching you on the fly. You've agreed to do this on your cell phone. But let me just, one more quick question on your mix, carpet versus hard surface. Are you still over 50% carpet, or how does that work out?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're at least 60%. If you throw in airy rugs, we're a little bit over that, but we're still 60% soft surface.
One more quick question. I know that your wife, Donna, is the pivot person at the NFA for area rugs. So you have a pretty nice area rug business, don't you?
We do. And you know, we have downsized it some, like a lot of people have.
Yeah.
We've gone more into smaller rugs, and we will send them the larger rugs. So we're not stocking as many large rugs as we used to, but we still sell a lot of area rugs.
Okay, great. Well, Jim, it's great to talk to you. Sorry to hear about your former partner death from Parkinson's disease. Again, been talking to Jim Mudd, who is the owner of Sam Kennard's Flooring in Louisville, Kentucky, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.